A slowdown in the domestic economy. It shrank by 0.5% in the second quarter of this year, but government spending and wages increased. That's what figures from the Central Statistics Office showed this afternoon, and it comes after Exchequer figures showed yesterday there were bumper tax receipts up $2 billion in August. Loretta O'Sullivan, Chief Economist with EY Ireland, is with us now. Good afternoon, Loretta.
Good afternoon.
Well, let's run through these figures briefly. We see a slowdown in the domestic economy, but at the same time, spending on personal goods and services up over 1%, wages growing by 0.7%, and government spending up 1.5%. What message do these figures give us about the economy?
I think we can safely say that when it comes to the Irish economy, there is never a dull moment. There is always something happening in the data. And if we look at the numbers that the CSO published today, certainly at a top line level, we got something of a curveball in that GDP was down a little on the quarter. And that was also the case with modified domestic demand.
And you weren't expecting that?
No, not necessarily. We had thought that there would be a little bit more of an uplift, a little bit more oomph in the economy going by other data. So it was down a little bit. The reason for that very much related to investment. There was some global corporate restructuring in terms of multinationals, and it was also the case that there was some domestic weakness in investment around plant and equipment.
GDP dropped. It dropped by about 1%. And
yes,
that's really a measure of the activity in the economy. And it would include, as you're mentioning, multinationals. Is that concerning?
It is a very broad measure of the economy. So we do tend to look at that. But because there can be volatility with what happens with multinationals, we also look at modified domestic demand. That's more a measure of the domestic economy. And if we drill down from those top line stats into dig under the bonnet and take a look at what's happening there, there was some positives in today's data. And that's particularly around that government spending piece that you talked to, and also consumer spending as well. So consumer spending was strong, and that tallies with data that we're seeing elsewhere in the economy. The labour market is very strong. 2.75 million people are employed. That's a record high. As you said earlier, wages are increasing too. So those things are underpinning consumer spending, and it's also the case that we've seen inflation ease and the ECB has started to cut interest rates.
Now, with this in mind, with these figures in mind, what shape is the Irish economy in as we head towards the budget?
I think stepping back, if we look at the domestic measure over the first half of the year and compare it to the first half of last year, that's growth of 1.9%. So the economy is growing. And measures like consumption, they are up. We can see the labour market is strong, and we can see that tax receipts are very strong. And that's the case for VAT, for income tax, and for corporation tax. So it's in reasonably good shape.
Now, this comes on the back of these bumper tax receipts of $2 billion. And we're facing what many expect to be a giveaway budget. The Irish Fiscal Council has warned against an inflationary budget. Where's the middle ground on this?
I think what we have is an economy that's growing, meaning it's generating resources, and the government now have to decide what to do with those resources. We do know that they're going to save some of them in terms of preparing for the future and put money into the new funds as they're looking at climate and age-related expenses down the line. The piece around spending then will be very much around trying to strike a balance. So improving public services, delivering on that, delivering on capital projects without stoking inflation, and as I say, then preparing for the future too.
How important is it for government to stick to its own spending growth limit of 5%?
I think it's very important to maintain that balance piece, that there are different competing objectives, and their job is to try and strike the right balance, that we get ready for now and that we support now and that we also prepare for the future.
Loretta O'Sullivan, thanks for joining us this afternoon.